brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Today, our story, I want to give a name to our story today in the Bible.
今天我们这样一个故事的话，我想给它一个名字。
The title we want to give is Making the Right Choices.
所以我选了一个题目叫做做出正确的选择。
And every day, you and I have choices that we make in life.
每一天的话，我们都要做出生命当中的很多选择。
Sometimes our choices are not important. It's nothing of great matter.
有时候我们做出的选择并不重要，对我们的影响不大。
For example, this morning, you made a choice of what to eat for breakfast. You're going to eat this or eat that.
比如今天早上大家可能决定要吃什么样的早饭，是吃这样的早饭，还是吃那样的早饭。
And then you made another choice. Let me see my microphone here.
I think it's on. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Then you made another choice today, whether to come to church or not. That's an important choice.
然后大家早上可能要决定今天是不是来教会。当然，这是一个非常重要的决定。
And we're going to see in this story two men. One is the uncle, and the other is the nephew.
今天我们的故事里面会看到两个人，一个是叔叔，一个是侄子。
And these men are going to make a very important choice or decision.
那这两个人呢，他们今天要做出一个重要的选择或者说决定。
Now, the men in this story are very famous in the Bible.
这个故事里面的人在圣经里面非常有名。
We meet here in the story Abraham.
我们在这个故事里面就遇到亚伯兰。
Now, his name here is not yet Abraham. Later he changes it from Abram to Abraham.
我们知道在这里他的名字还是叫亚伯南，还没有改成叫亚伯拉罕。但是在后面我们知道他的名字改成了亚伯拉罕。
Now, Abraham is considered, he is the father, the original ancestor of all of the Jews.
那亚伯拉罕的话是被认为是所有犹太人的祖先。
So the people of Israel look back to Abraham as their ancestor.
所以今天的以色列人他们往前看就认为亚伯拉罕是他们的祖先。
And in the New Testament, there is a verse that talks about Abraham, and it says that he was the friend of God.
在新约里面也有一节圣经讲到亚伯拉罕说他是神的朋友。
Isn't that wonderful to be a friend of God?
是不是如果是我们被叫做是神的朋友是不是一件很美好的事情
So in the story today, we're going to look and see the heart of Abraham and what kind of man he is.
所以我们今天故事里面就要看看亚伯兰这样一个人物，看看他是怎样的一个人。
Now, Abraham has been traveling. He was a man with many animals. He was a shepherd.
那亚伯拉罕的话，他是一个牧羊人，他也去过很多地方。
Now we see in verse 1 here that Abraham is coming from Egypt, coming back to the land of Canaan, the promised.
在今天经文的第一节我们看到亚伯兰就带着他一切的所有从埃及回到迦南这样一个地方神给他的应许之地
And in verse 2 we see that he was a very rich or very wealthy man
在第二节的话我们就看到亚伯兰是一个很财富很多很有钱的这样一个人
And it's interesting to see it says that he had a lot of gold, a lot of silver, and many animals.
很有意思的，我们看到第二节说他有很多的金银，并且有很多的牲畜。
Now, in English, we use the word rich, or Chinese, 有钱 something like that. But in the Hebrew, it's a different meaning.
在英文里面我们说 rich, 中文的话我们通常会说有钱。但是那个希伯来文的话用的一个词是不一样的。
The Hebrew word for wealthy or rich means you're heavy. He was heavy with gold.
那希伯来文里面那个词的意思就是说很重，那么就是说你背着很重的金子。
And we're going to see that all of these animals, he was heavy with this wealth, is going to create a problem.
所以我们看到他有这么多的或者说很重的这样的一个财富，那么就会造成一个问题。
So his wealth becomes a burden to him. It's heavy, it creates a problem.
因为财富很多，所以很重就变成一个负担，就产生了一个问题。
Now in the introduction to the story,It tells us that Abraham was traveling from place to place, looking for a place to settle down.
那在我们刚才也提到亚伯拉罕他去过很多地方，然后他现在也在找一个地方要定居下来。
And in verse 3, it gives us approximate where he settled between a city called Bethel and another city called Ai.
第三节就告诉我们，后来他找到叫伯利特和埃的这两个地方的中间。
Now it's interesting that that first city Bethel, the meaning of that word is the house of God.
那么我们提到的第一个地方伯利特，很有意思的是，伯利特这个词表示是神的家。
And the word Ai is just a place of ruins, a heap of ruins.
那么埃这个字呢表示是一堆就是废弃的地方。
So it's interesting that he is in a place that is between the house of God and a place of destruction.
那么很有意思，他在两个地方的中间，一个地方他是神的家，一个地方是毁灭的地方。
So in verse 4, we see that when he settled down,What is the first thing that he did?
所以我们在第四节看到他刚刚搬到这个地方的时候，他做的第一件事情是什么？
If you have your Bible, you can see in verse 4 that Abraham built an altar and there he worshipped God.
如果大家有圣经而且打开了的话，就可以看到在第四节他在那里原来筑坛的地方就求告耶和华的名。
So he begins his life settling there by worshiping God.
所以他一定居下来做的第一件事情就是来敬拜神。
So the beginning of the story, everything looks good and okay. Everything is going well.
所以在我们故事的最开始的这样一个地方，所有的东西都看上去没有问题，所有的事情都进展得很顺利。
He was a rich man, he had a lot of animals, he was with his family, he found a place to settle down, and everything is okay.
所以他是一个很有钱的人，他跟他的家人在一起搬到一个新的地方，而且定居下来，所以所有的事情都进展很顺利。
But we all know that life never goes smoothly all the time. There's always some problem that will come up.
但是我们知道我们的生命不会总是一帆风顺的，总会在某个时刻会有一些问题出现。
And the next part of the story, we see that there is a dispute or argument between the servants of Abraham and the servants of Lot, his nephew.
所以在下面我们就看到亚伯拉罕和罗德的这些仆人之间，他的牧人之间就开始有一些争论或者有一些矛盾。
Now, if you remember your geography, that part of the world called the Middle East is a very dry part of the world. It does not rain much there.
如果大家有地理比较熟悉的话，就知道现在他们待的这个地方就是今天我们所说的中东。中东那个地方的话，应该是气候比较干燥，不太下雨。
So people who have all of these animals to eat the grass, they need a large place to find more grass to eat.
所以如果你有很多牲畜的话，你就必须找到一大片的地方才会有牲畜可以吃的草。
So because Abraham's animals were with Lot's animals, they began to argue, the men, oh, this is my place, you go over there, you go there.
所以那个亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人就开始相争，说哦，这一块地方是我的，你去其他的地方，或者你再去别的地方，就是你的牲畜。
So we see that Abraham now hears about the problem, and what choice, what decision does he make to solve this problem?
所以亚伯兰就听到他们牧人之间的相争，那么他怎样来解决这样一个问题呢？
We're going to be able to look inside the heart of Abraham to see what kind of man he is.
我们会看到亚伯拉罕他的内心，然后我们就能看到他是怎样的一个人。
So look at verse 8.
现在我们来看第八节。
Abraham is speaking to his younger nephew. He says, "Let's not have any quarreling or fighting among our men."
亚伯兰就对他的侄子罗德说，你和我之间不可以相争。
He says, because we are the same family. We are like brothers. We are close relatives. Let's not fight.
因为我们是骨肉，我们就像弟兄一样，我们是一家人。
And look at there, that Abraham now he says, look at the land all around you, and you can choose where to go.
他跟罗德说你可以看遍地就是你所看到的所有地方你可以选择你要去哪里。
Now we have a picture here that's going to show this scene. Alright, let's see if we see that picture there. Here, this is a picture you can see Abraham with a long white beard. He's the old one.
我们这里有一幅图片，图片里面那个长了长胡子的是亚伯拉罕。
And so,It says here in verse 9, he's saying to his younger nephew, look, you have the whole land in front of you. You can choose.
在第九节，亚伯拉罕就说，遍地都在你的面前，你可以来选择。
You can make a choice.
你可以做出一个选择。
So we see that Abraham gives up his right to make the first choice. He's the older one, right? He's the senior one.It should be his first choice.
我们看到这里，亚伯拉罕就放弃了他选择的一个权利，因为亚伯拉罕其实是年长的那一位，他应该有权利先做出一个选择。
You have the whole land in front of you. Make a choice.
你有遍地都在你的面前，你来做出选择。
And you know what I want to tell us today is that all of us, before us, we have our whole life to live in front of us.
你知道我今天想告诉大家什么，就是在我们的面前也有就像在遍地一样，我们有我们的一生要去活出来。
You have the whole day this afternoon to make choices of what you want to do.
就像今天下午一样，你有整个一下午你可以做出很多选择，你要做什么。
This is the month of February. The rest of the year, you can make a choice of what you want to do with the rest of this year.
那现在我们才是二月份，你还有剩下来的十个月，今年还有剩下来的十个月，你也可以做出各种各样的选择，你要做什么事情。
The rest of your life, you can make a choice of which direction you want to walk.
所以你余下的一生，你都可以做出很多的选择，你要来怎样活出你的余生。
Do you want to follow God?
你要来跟从上帝吗？
Or do you want to follow just what your heart wants to do?
还是你只是跟从你心里面想要去的地方？
You have a choice to make.
你有一个选择要来做出。
And so we see here that Abraham is a man of peace. He does not want the fighting in the family.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕他是一个希望和平的这样一个人，他不希望在家庭里面会有纷争。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
耶稣也曾经说，就是那些追求和平的人，他们是蒙福的。
Yes, and they are like the children of God, those who like to make peace.
他们就像上帝的孩子一样，因为上帝的孩子都是希望和平的。
You know, most of the older people would say, "Now let's look and see. Oh, that's the best place. I'll go there. You're my nephew. You go over there."
所以大部分可能如果是一个年长的人，他会说，哦，这一块地方比较好，那我要选择这一块地方， 罗德，你是我的侄子，你去别的地方吧。
But Abraham gave the choice completely to his nephew. You can go where you want, and I'll go to the other place.
但是亚伯拉罕把这样一个选择权完全给了他的侄子，说你可以选择一个地方，然后我去别的地方。
Abraham is saying, peace is more important than wealth.
亚伯拉罕在这里就是说，和睦是比其他东西更重要的。
So if you look in verse 10 here, it says that Lot looked, he looked and he saw that the place of the river, the Jordan River, oh, that's beautiful, a lot of grass and green. If I go there, my animals will eat a lot and I'll be richer.
那在第十节的话，我们就看到罗德他就举目看见约旦河的全平原，他看到那边有一个河，那么可能草也长得很好。如果我去那边的话，我的那些牲畜的话也会长得很好，我会变得越来越富有。
So you can see that he is looking with his physical eyes.
我们就看到他在这里是用自己这个肉体的眼睛在看。
He's not looking with spiritual eyes, not seeking God's wisdom.
他不是用一个属灵的眼睛在看。他在这里没有去寻求上帝的智慧。
He's looking at all that beautiful green grass, and he's beginning to think with logic, oh, that is certainly the best place for me.
他看到约旦河边上那个长得很绿的草，他开始用人的逻辑去思考，觉得这是一个对他来说最好的地方。
So we see here in our story, in verse 11, it says, Lot chose for himself.
在第十一节我们就看到罗德就给他自己选择了。
He was thinking of himself.
他想的只是他自己。
But what about Abraham? What was he thinking about?
那我们看看亚伯拉罕他在想什么呢？他想的是什么事情？
For Abraham, the most important decision was to keep peace in the family.
那我们刚才也讲了，对亚伯拉罕来说，最重要的是在他的家庭当中要彼此和睦。
He gave up his right for the first choice, so there will be peace.
他放弃了自己的权利去做出最先的选择，为了能够家庭当中有和睦。
The New Testament tells us about Jesus who gave up his life.
新约里面也告诉我们，耶稣放弃了他自己的生命。
Jesus never sinned.
耶稣从来没有犯罪。
He did not deserve death.
他不配得死亡。
But he gave up his right so that you and I can have eternal life.
但是他放弃了他自己的生命，这样我们今天才能得到一个永生的生命。
So we look in verse 11 again.And here it says, Lot chose for himself, and then he went out down to the Jordan River toward that beautiful place, and the two men separated.
我们再继续回到十一节，我们看到罗德就选择了约旦河的这样一个平原，然后向东迁移，他和亚伯拉罕他们就彼此分离了。
Now, Abraham went down to the plain, went down to the river there,And the Bible tells us that he went to live near a city called Sodom.
我们看到罗德他慢慢的挪移，然后就移到靠近一个城市叫做索多玛。
And we see in verse 13 what kind of city is Sodom.
在十三节我们就看到索多玛这样一个城市是什么样的一个城市。
What does verse 13 tell us about the city?
十三节告诉我们什么？
It says they were very wicked people, and they sinned against the Lord.
十三节就说他们在耶和华的面前罪大恶极。
Well, we know that many cities are wicked and full of sin.
我们知道有很多城市都是这样，他们罪大恶极，他们充满了罪。
And where did Lot go to live? It says here he went to live near that city.
那我们看看罗德他住到哪儿去了？他住到这个城市的，就是索多玛这个城市的附近。
Now, if you look very quickly, if you have a Bible, to chapter 14, verse 12.
如果你的圣经打开了, 你可以往后稍微翻一下到14章的12节。
Can you read that, please?
十二节里面，十二节又把亚伯兰和亚伯兰的侄儿罗德和罗德的财物掳掠去了。当时罗德正住在所多玛。
So in this verse here, where is he living?
所以我们看到这一节里面，罗德住在什么地方
？First, it says he was living near the city.
刚开始的时候，他住在这个城市的附近。
And then the next chapter, it says he's living inside the city.
然后到下一章的话，就看到他已经住到这个城市里面。
So he goes from near to inside the city.
所以从一开始的附近到在城市里面。
Now, if you will look in chapter 19, we'll see what happens. Now he gets even more a part of the city. Chapter 19, verse 1.
我们如果再翻到创世纪的十九章的话，我们就看到他后来十九章的第一节。
In verse 1 here, it tells us the story of these two angels from God that are coming to destroy the city because of the sin.
十九章的第一节就告诉我们，因为索多玛和俄摩拉这两个城市的罪恶，所以就有两个天使，他们要来毁灭这两个城市。
Can I ask you please to read verse 1 there?
那么我们看第一节，那两个天使晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛城门口。 看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地上拜。
Okay, thank you. So where is he in verse 1 here, chapter 19? Where is Lot?
所以第一节，十九章的第一节，罗德现在在什么地方？
Yes, he is inside the city, but where inside the city?
是的，他现在已经来到城里面，但是他在城里面的什么地方？
He's at the gate, the entrance of the city. The city had a wall around it, like the old city.
他坐在这个城门口，当时这个城市就像我们以前的很多城市一样，都是有城墙的。他就坐在这个进入城的这个地方。Now
for us modern people, we look at that, we say, well, he's sitting at the gate. We don't understand completely what that means.
对我们现代的人来说，我们只是读到他坐在城门口，但是可能我们想坐在城门口是什么意思，我们也不太明白。
So why did they tell us in the Bible he was sitting at the gate?
为什么圣经这里要告诉我们，罗德坐在城门口？
Because that's where the city government met and made the decisions to govern the city. He was a part of the established government of the city at that time.
其实当时这个城市的政府部门，他们都是在城门口聚集，然后来做出关于管理统治这个城市的一些决定。所以我们看到罗德当时已经不仅仅是在这个城里面，他也参与了这个城市的一些关于统治管理的一些决定。So
you see what happens here. He's moving away from living with his uncle. He moves near this city of sin. Then he moves inside the city of sin, and then he becomes a part of the culture and the established government of that city.
所以我们看到罗德的他的一个变化。最早的时候他是跟他的叔叔在一起，后来分开以后，他先是住到离这个城市附近的地方，然后他就再次后来就搬到这个城里面，这样一个充满罪恶的城市。 然后在后面我们刚才读到的，就看到他已经变成这个罪恶之城的其中的一部分。他也参与这个城市的很多的决定和管理。So
this city was so full of sin that God sent down fire to destroy the people.
这个城市里面充满了罪恶，所以上帝要让火来毁灭这样一个城市。
And Lot was saved, Lot, his wife and two daughters, they were saved at the very last minute when God rained the fire on the city. Just Lot, his wife and two daughters left the city.
如果我们继续往后读的话，我们会看到后来当上帝来毁灭这两个城市的时候，在最后一刻将罗德和他的妻子还有他的女儿们救出了这样一个城市。
Lot left with nothing, his gold and silver behind.
罗德最后离开的时候什么都没有了，因为他的金和银都留在城里面。
In English we say he left, he only had the shirt on his back, that's all he had.
我们在英文里面会说他只剩穿在身上的衬衫了。
So he started out a wealthy man, but he ended up with nothing.
他一开始的时候是一个非常有财富的人，但是到最后一无所有。
Why did he go from a rich man to a man with just one shirt?
为什么他从一个非常有钱的人变成最后只有一件衬衫？
Sin is a great temptation to all of us.
罪的话对我们每一个人来说都非常的有吸引力或者有诱惑。
I'm sure that Lot had heard that this is a city full of sin. The Bible tells us that the people knew this.
我想当时罗德可能也听说这样一个城市是充满了罪恶，因为圣经里面告诉我们说当时人都知道这个城里面充满了罪恶。
And sin is that way. We don't run and say, oh, I want to be in the sin. Maybe we'll just go near and take a look. Just look at the sin and see what it's like.
所以我们对罪的态度通常是这样子的。我们看到罪的时候，我们不会一下子冲过去说，我很喜欢这个罪，我要犯罪。我们通常是说，我走近看一看，瞧一下。
Sin is a powerful temptation.
罪恶的话它是一个非常非常的有吸引力。
And we go and take a look, and then we say, well, we'll just try it, just one time, we'll get close to it.
然后我们走近看一看罪的话，然后我们就跟自己说，要不我就尝试一次这样子。
Now you think of the many people who are drug addicts that their life is ruined.
比如我们想一想有一些吸毒的人，他们整个的人生都已经就被毁了。
It starts with the very first one.
那他当时也是说我可能就试一试尝一口。
Some of those young people say, well, I'm just going to try it one time and then I'll stop.
对，有很多年轻人他们通常刚开始接触毒品的时候都是这个想法。
And sin is that way. It brings us in if we are not careful.
所以罪也是这样子，就是如果我们不注意的话，罪就临到我们的生命当中。
He went closer and closer until he was part of the city.
所以罗德就就是这样子，他慢慢的往这个城市迁移，最后就迁到这个城市里面。
The Bible tells us when there is sin that we should turn and run away from the sin, flee, run away.
圣经告诉我们，当我们看到罪的时候，我们是要转身跑走。
Now we're going to see in the conclusion, the last part of the story, what does Abraham do?
我们在要看到我们故事的最后一部分，看看亚伯拉罕做了什么。
We're going to see that God will reward Abraham.
我们看到上帝要奖赏亚伯拉罕。
And that's a principle in the Bible. When you do what is right, when you worship God, God will reward you.
这就是这是我们圣经里面的其中一个原则。当我们做神所认为对的事情的时候，神就会奖赏我们。
The greatest reward that God can give us today is peace in our heart because we have eternal life.
神今天能给我们最大的奖赏就是我们心里的平安，永生的生命。
We see the Bible tells us that God came to Abraham and said, Abraham, look at all of this land. One day I'm going to give it to your descendants and it will be theirs forever.
我们看到耶和华就对亚伯拉罕说你所看到的一切地都要赐给你和你的后裔直到永远。
So God told Abraham what he was going to do to bless him.
在这里上帝就告诉亚伯拉罕他所要后面要做的事情，他要给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
So what does Abraham do in the very last verse, verse 18, what does Abraham do?
那亚伯拉罕听到这一切以后他做了什么呢？这个记载在我们今天的十八节里面。
Remember when Abraham settled down, the first thing he did was build an altar and worship God.
我们记得他那个定居下来的第一件事情就是筑了一个坛，然后来敬拜上帝。
And then the very last words in this chapter says, Abraham built an altar, and there he worshipped God.
在十八节里面，我们看到亚伯拉罕也是在这样一个地方筑了一个坛来敬拜上帝。
So this story starts the very beginning with Abraham worshiping God, coming close to God, and asking God for wisdom.
所以在今天这一章的最开头，我们也看到亚伯拉罕他是要跟神亲近，他来到神面前求神的智慧。
And what happens at the end of the story?
那在故事的最后发生了什么？
Again, Abraham is there worshiping God, thanking God, and making sure that he has a close relationship with God.
就再一次的亚伯拉罕来到神面前，他来敬拜神，他确保自己跟神有一个亲密的关系。
You and I both, we all have important choices and decisions to make in life.
那我们每一个人在生命当中，你和我都有很重要的决定要做。
Maybe decisions about business, about your business or your studies.
可能这些决定是关于我们的工作，我们所做的生意，或者我们的学习。
And these are important.
这些决定很重要。
And God is like our Father.He wants to give us that wisdom that we can make the best choice.
上帝就像我们的父亲一样，他要给我们每一个人智慧，让我们来做出最好的选择。
God wants to bless you. He wants to guide you in the right direction.
神要给我们每一个人祝福，他要给我们指引出正确的方向。
We need to be more like Abraham.
我们要更多的像亚伯拉罕一样。
At the beginning of each day,Come to God and in your heart and say, God, this day, guide me and direct me in the correct path.
在每一天早上，我们要来到神的面前，我们求神帮助我们，指引我们，前面的路程。
Let's not be like Lot.
我们不要像罗德那样学习。
Don't start your day thinking, oh, how can I make the most money? How can I have a lot of fun today?
我们不要像罗德一样，每天早上起来想。我怎么可以赚取更多的钱？我今天怎么可以得到更多的乐趣
？God, our Father, is calling us like a child, and He wants to guide us and show us the right way.
神他就像我们的父亲一样，他在呼喊我们，他要来指引我们的道路。
May God bless you.
愿上帝祝福你们。